MV Golden Dawn, Indian Ocean. The mugger's hand was like a vice around Yannicka Dahl's mouth and nose. She couldn't breathe, and any effort to fight him off only made it seem worse. She had seconds before unconsciousness overcame her, but there was nothing she could do. It was like drowning, the most terror-filled death she could ever imagine. Only it wasn't a cold water's embrace that would take her life, but the hands of a stranger. Yannicka fought one last time, a desperate lunge to break free. She came awake with a wet gasp, her head and shoulders lifting from the bed, only to be dragged back by the sheets and blankets covering her. The clear plastic cannula feeding pure oxygen into her nose had wrapped itself around her throat, choking her as much as the asthma attack she was suffering. She placed the mouthpiece between her lips and fired off several blasts of medicine, drawing in the Ventolin as deeply as her fluid-filled lungs would allow. As the medicine relaxed her restricted airways, Yanni was able to inhale more of the drug and eventually calm the most acute symptoms of the attack. It didn't help that her heart was still racing from the nightmare, or that she had dislodged part of her cannula so only one nostril was getting oxygen. This was her third day in the dispensary, the third day of being alone for hours on end, bored out of her mind and cursing her lungs' weakness. Her friends had stopped by regularly, but she knew none of them wanted to stay. Not that she blamed them. Watching her gasp like a fish and suck on her inhaler wasn't a pretty sight. She hadn't even had the strength to let the lone nurse change her sheets and could imagine what her body smelled like. The curtain around her bed was suddenly drawn back. Dr. Passman moved so softly that Yanni never knew he had entered the recovery room. He was in his 60s, a retired heart surgeon from England who had given up his practice following his divorce and had signed on to be a shipboard doctor with the Golden Cruise Lines to enjoy a more peaceful life and to deny his ex-wife half of the salary he had once made. "I heard you cry out," he said, looking at the monitors rather than his patient. "Are you okay?"
"Just another attack," Yanni managed to smile. "Same as I've been having for 3 days now." She then added, "It wasn't as bad as before. I think they're passing."
"I will be the one making that determination," he said, finally looking at her. There was concern in his eyes. "You're as blue as a berry. My daughter has chronic asthma, but not like you."
"I'm used to it," Yannicka shrugged. "I had my first attack when I was 5, so I've been dealing with it for 3/4 of my life."
"Your color's coming back," Passman said, "and your breathing seems to be getting easier."
"Does that mean I can leave?" Yanni asked.
"Afraid not, my dear. Your oxygen saturation level is still below what I would like to see."
"I suppose it doesn't matter to you that today is the cruise social," she said with a trace of disappointment. According to the clock on the far wall, the party was only a few hours away.
"No, it doesn't," the doctor said.
The door to the small hospital ward opened, and a moment later, Elsa and Karin, Yanni's best friends on the Golden Dawn, swept into the room amid a cloud of perfume. They were from Munich, a couple of years older than Yanni, and had spent the past 3 years working for the cruise line. Elsa was a pastry chef, and Karin worked the same dining room shift as Yannicka. They were dressed to kill. Karin wore a black dress with spaghetti straps that accented her ample chest, while Elsa wore a tank dress, and from the lack of lines under the clinging fabric, nothing else. Both were heavily made up and giggly.
"How are you feeling?"
Elsa asked, and sat on the edge of Yanni's bed, ignoring Passman.
"Yellows. You aren't well enough to come to the party?"
Karin scowled at the doctor as if it was his fault Yannicka's asthma wasn't in check. Yanni pushed her damp hair off her forehead.
"Even if I was, I wouldn't stand a chance the way you two are dressed,"
Do you think Michael will like it?
Karin pirouetted.
He'll die for it, Elsa told her friend. Are you sure he's coming?
Yanni asked, caught up in gossip despite the pain constricting her chest. Michael was one of the passengers who sat at the table they served, a Californian with blonde hair, blue eyes, and a body honed from a lifetime of exercise. It was generally agreed by the female staff that he was the best-looking guy on the boat. She also knew that Karin and Michael had made out on more than one occasion. Karin smoothed her dress.
He made sure to tell me himself.
Passman cut into their conversation. It doesn't bother you, he's a responsivist. She shot the doctor a look.
I grew up with four brothers and three sisters. I don't think not having children is such a bad idea.
Responsivism is more than not having children, he pointed out.